106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. We are off to the Rock Lines for an unusual Tuesday morning conversation about OG Titan basketball. We've got head coach Tyson McLaughlin with us. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Morning. How you doing?
Good. I grew up in the BVC, and even at Findlay High School, we played midweek games, and that's one of the things I think is kind of interesting about most Western Buckeye League games, or at least for the Titans. Really, it's just the usually over the holiday break that you guys are playing the midweek games.
Yeah, it's something that we don't do a ton of, but especially over the holidays, yeah, you got to get the games in when you can, especially depending on when Christmas and New Year's are. So, you know, you play who you play, and you play when you play.
It was a big weekend, bunch of tests. Not only did you get a win for your opening of the Western Buckeye League, but LCC always a tough game, and both games coming from behind. What did you glean from this last weekend?
Well, I think it should refocus us, and we had things kind of go easy for us early on in the year, and we went on the road for the first time and got off to an 11-0 start, and I think we thought that we were just going to cruise, and unfortunately, you know, for us, some shots didn't go in, and we got ourselves in a dogfight, but, you know, we made enough plays and were able to get a victory. It's one of those things that's a learning lesson. Anytime you go on the road, it's tough, and, you know, it took two nights for us to find that out, but the most important thing is we were able to get out of both places with wins.
You know, I hear coaches say that a lot. What is the reason for that?
Well, I think it's, you know, you're not comfortable with your surroundings. Everything's a little bit different. You're out of your normal routine. And obviously the crowd level and the support, it's a different environment as well. But it's just different. You know, you practice every day in the same gym. You play at home, 85% of the people are going to be typically your fans. And when you go on the road, even though we travel really well, it's still a different environment. It's a different animal to attack. So I can't give you the best answer other than it's just different.
The other thing I think was great about this weekend is that Friday night you had a different guy step up, Saturday night a different guy step up, as far as at least for the player of the game purposes on our end. Are you noticing now that the guys are realizing on any given night somebody's number gets called?
Well, something that we're really preaching is, you know, we feel we have a lot of different guys that are capable of having big nights and guys that are able to contribute. And sometimes people mislead who's leading your team by how many points somebody scores. And Owen Hegel is a great example. Owen scores when we need him to. I think he had 28. You know, he's our leading scorer on our team, but he scores when we need him to. And he's not always out there looking for a shot. But we had different guys step up each night. I thought on Saturday night, the fourth quarter, we had Richie Nolan and Chad Dooling give us great defensive spark that led to points maybe for not necessarily for themselves, but for some other guys. And, you know, that's a team effort. That's what you try to preach to your guys, that everybody's extremely valuable and everybody serves a different role.
At home tonight against Bowling Green, what do you know? I'm expecting this to be kind of a physical affair.
Anytime we play Bowling Green, it's typically during the week, so, you know, we don't have that same crowd that we typically have. Usually during the week, our crowds aren't quite as strong, but it's going to be parents' night. It's going to be a good opportunity for our guys to go back and play at home again, and hopefully we can get off to a good start. You know, they got a guard that's a very good player, is averaging 18, 20 points a game, so we're going to have to do a good job getting out on him and making sure, you know, we limit his opportunities.
Very good. Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck tonight again. Tonight, Bowling Green comes to the Supreme Court. You'll be able to hear it on the air. Best of luck, Coach, and go Titans.
Go Titans.